Ladies and manly men, Andy here, day 103 of the Inner Winner Show, and holy shit, this is the 10th episode I've recorded today. I gave myself a challenge this morning at about midday and said, if I can do 10 podcasts today, then I'm the coolest person in the entire universe, legitimately 100%, literally the coolest person, and this is the 10th podcast. So I think it's official, guys. I am now the coolest person in the entire known universe and also the unknown universe, all the universe. I alluded to it in a previous podcast. I think today was the stupidest day that I could have done this challenge. I did not sleep well last night, barely slept at all. I felt fucking gross today. I just want to go back to bed. I really don't feel like doing this. And I think that was part of the reason why I gave myself the challenge. On a day when you don't feel like doing something, I've hinted at this in previous podcasts, one in particular called Take Massive Action. I'll leave a link in the show notes below to that. That was what I decided today. I was like, do you know what? I don't feel like doing anything, so fuck it. I'm going to rebel against that feeling and I'm going to do the exact opposite. I'm going to do something fucking insane. I'm going to do twice as many podcasts as I've ever done in a single day. And that's my fuck you against these bad feelings. That's my fuck you against this laziness feeling that I have. So good job me. Now, what are we going to talk about on this episode? We're going to talk about how long should you have a date for? I think we'll talk just about first dates. And this is a question that comes up all the time. How long should my dates be? Should I go on a date for several hours? What should my first date look like? Should I do the, I know there's a pickup artist concept where you go to a bar and then you go to another bar and then you go to another bar and you kind of like bounce between the venues. So she'll feel like you've been to multiple different dates. You don't need to do any of that shit. You can do that if you really absolutely want to. But to me, that's just weird. You don't have to do that shit. Don't worry about that shit. I understand if you're a newbie, you're probably going to have a much longer date than what I suggest because you're going to be nervous. You're going to be really scared and afraid to get to the point where you say like, yo, do you want to come back to my apartment and chill? Or do you want to come back to my apartment and keep hanging out? I guess that's going to take you a bit of courage to work up, especially if you're really new. It took me hours. My first dates, I've hinted at this in previous podcasts. I used to have like 5 dates before I could even make a move on a girl. Please don't be that bad. Like I was just genuinely being a pussy, but what I recommend is having, I'll give you a little leeway. I like to say have a date for an hour, maybe 2 hours. I'll let you go up to 2 or 3 hours. If you're really scared, you're really nervous, but at some point on the date, you need to push towards taking her back to your apartment. So you need to say what I say, which is just, yo, do you want to come back to my apartment and keep hanging out? That's all you need to say. You can throw something else in there if you really want to. If it'll make it easier for you, you can say like, do you want to have a drink at my place? Or do you want to go back to my place and watch a movie? Whatever you have to do, that's fine. But try and do it as early as you humanly possibly can. If you can do it within an hour, awesome. Especially if you followed my Tinder guide. I'll leave a link in the show notes below to my Tinder guide. Massive guide, super in-depth. It's free, 130,000 words. Go read that. And what I recommend in the guide is being really upfront on Tinder and saying the first message you say is, hey, sexy, or hey, you're hot, or hey, you're cute, like something forward. I like to say, hey, you're sexy. And then when you actually ask for her number, you say, I'm not looking for anything serious, but give me a number. We'll grab a drink. We'll have a flirt and we'll see where things lead. That makes it really clear that you're looking for something sexual, but it's also really polite. You're not being crass. You're making it clear that like, I want to meet you for a drink and we can get to know each other and make sure there's some chemistry and shit. That's the line that I found works the best. Although now I use a more direct BDSM line. I ask girls if they're up for BDSM and a threesome with my girlfriend. And I get that you're not going to do that if you're a newbie. So just stick to that line that I said. And that makes it super clear that you want something sexual or something casual, that you're willing to have a flirt and a drink and see where things lead. Girls know exactly what that means. It's just pretty obvious what that means. So go on a date for an hour. And then at that point, when you say like, hey, do you want to come back to my apartment? She'll know exactly what that means. If she's into you, she'll say yes. If she's nervous, maybe she doesn't have sex on the first date. Maybe she's shy, whatever it is. Maybe she's got hesitations. Maybe she's on her period. She'll say no. If she says no, cool, no harm done. Hang out for another 5 or 10 minutes and then just say like, no worries, like it's getting a bit late. So, you know, I'm going to have an early night. It was really cool meeting you. Walk her back to the train station or to her car or her Uber, whatever it is. Make it really clear that you want to see her again, that you're not like butt hurt because she didn't want to come back to your apartment, and send her a text afterwards. Be like, that was really cool. I had a lot of fun. Like, when are you next free, or are you free on Friday, whatever, and set up the next date. On the next date, I recommend keeping the second date a hell of a lot shorter than the first date, because you will find a lot of girls who say no to coming back to your apartment on the first date. The only reason they did it is because they were nervous or hesitant, or they didn't want to look like a slut, or she just wanted to give herself some time to think, to make sure she was making a rational decision. So if she meets you for a second date, a lot of the time she's meeting expecting to have sex. I'll add in another reason that girls sometimes say no to coming back on your, to coming back to your apartment, is they're worried that, like, they didn't, I know it sounds ridiculous, but some girls haven't shaved their pussy because they weren't expecting to have sex with you necessarily. And she doesn't want to come back because she's like, no, I feel gross. Like, I didn't shave, or I didn't trim. I wasn't prepared. That's another way of saying she wasn't prepared. She didn't feel like she expected to come back to your apartment. So when you say, do you want to come back to mine? She's like, kind of, but I told myself I wouldn't, so no. And then when you meet on the second date, she's like, hell yeah, I want to come back to his apartment. So don't have a really long second date. You are just wasting time. You're wasting her time. You're wasting your time. You're making the poor girl nervous. She's probably nervous as fuck. She wants you to hurry up and get to the point where you say, like, hey, do you want to come back to my apartment? She's like, yeah, thank God. Jeez, okay, let's go. So I would recommend having like a 30-minute date if you want to, or even less. You know, you can, even if you want to, if you're a more confident guy or you're a more advanced guy, you can say for the second date, when you message her to set up the second date, you can say, hey, let's meet in public. Like, we'll meet at this place. We'll go for a walk. We'll grab a bottle of wine and we'll take it back to my place and have a couple of drinks together. Most girls, if they're into you, they'll be like, yeah, that sounds cool. And that's like an easy invitation for sex at that point, of course. If she says no to that, just go to a bar, grab a drink, and then invite her back to your place. If you, let's say 99% of girls will have sex with you at that point, unless you're super shy and super timid, and maybe she's super shy as well, and she wants to take it slow, and you know, the date's kind of going very slow. If she says no the second time when you invite her back, no worries. Just say, you know, that's cool. Like, we'll hang out for a bit and then I'll walk you back to the train station again. I'll see you again. Then you try again on the third date. The third date, keep it super short again. You won't generally have more than three dates without a girl having sex with you, unless she has some sort of issues, or she's very insecure, or maybe she's a virgin, something like that. And that will kind of come at that point. If she says no for the third invitation, I would honestly just be real and be like, yo, like, what's up? Like, I thought we're really vibing. I really like you. I really want to go back and have some fun. Is there something wrong? Like, are you worried we'd move too fast? Like, what's up? Have a conversation about it. Be real with her. If she can't have that conversation with you, well, then definitely don't see her again. Like, if a girl can't be honest with you, fuck that shit. Why are you even on a date with her? You will find that 99% of girls, if you do get to a point where you have that conversation, they will open up to you. Some of them will be like, I just don't have much experience. You know, I'm a virgin. I'm super shy. I've only been with a couple of guys. I'm just really nervous. Or maybe they'll say, I was hurt in the past and, you know, I just didn't want to go too fast, but you seem like a nice guy. You talk it out. You'll find 99% of the time she will end up coming back to your place. If you can be honest and non-judgmental with her and keep it real and just have a fucking conversation, you'll find that conversations fix 99% of your issues, especially if you're non-judgmental and you're chill and she can see that you're not like ultra desperate for sex, that you're not going to pressure her into something she doesn't want to do. Honestly, like 99% of girls would just be like, yeah, I guess we can go back to your place. Especially if you throw in there something like, we won't do anything you don't want to do, or we'll go at your own pace, or if we go too fast, you can just tell me and we'll slow down. If you give her some reassurances like that, so she's like, okay, he doesn't expect me to be like super confident, because that's another thing. A lot of girls are just really unconfident and scared. And if you show her like, yeah, it's fine, we'll go at your own pace, we'll go nice and slow, I don't expect you to be great, you don't have to be confident, that reassures them like 99% of the time. So there you go. Have a short date. First date, I would go like 1 to 2 hours. I understand if you're a newbie, maybe you have a 3-hour date. That's fine. At the end of the day, invite her back to yours. Second date, if you have one, try for the wine thing. I always recommend trying that. Just say like, you know, we'll meet in public. We'll grab a bottle of wine and we'll take it back to mine and have a couple of drinks. If that doesn't work, meet her in a bar. Keep the second date pretty short. Make a move. Invite her back to yours. If that doesn't work, third date, invite her again. If on that date she says no, then yeah, have that conversation. Adios, motherfuckers. And good job me for doing 10 podcasts in a day. Good job me. I'm proud of me. Now I'm going to go to bed. Holy fucking Christ.